we practice sabar, but we have a lot of blessings, health.
Hari ini aku telah jatuh cinta. Takkan mampu aku menyangkalnya. Jatuh cinta kepadamu.
Here's Newsline. Collaborative investment needed to transform Indonesia's food system. Marking World Food Day 2025, the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organizations emphasized the critical need for collaborative efforts among stakeholders to guarantee a healthy, sustainable, and resilient food system for the entire populations of Indonesia. Rajendra Arial, the former representative in Indonesia and Timor Leste, stated on Thursday in Jakarta that Indonesia's strong commitment to food security offers a tremendous momentum for cross-sector collaborations across the entire agri-food system. Indonesia unveils waterfront city plane to boost blue economy. The Ministry of Marine Affairs and Fisheries is promoting a waterfront city concept to integrate marine and land spatial planning for sustainable, productive, and highly competitive coastal development. The Minister's Director General of Marine Spatial Planning, Kartikalis Triani, on Friday noted that integrating spatial planning between land and sea aims to minimize land use conflict, prevent overlapping policies, and enhance investment efficiency. According to her, waterfront city development seeks to increase economic value through tourism and commerce, improve environmental quality and ecosystem preservation, and create livable, attractive urban areas for communities. That was Newsline.
Terpenjara, sulit ku berpaling. berikan pada waktu hingga Tuhan pastikan mengalahkan aku.
Voice of Indonesia listener, today I'll discuss a song by Katon Bagaskara. Ignatius Bagaskoro Katon, better known as Katon Bagaskara, is an actor, composer, songwriter, and singer. He is widely recognized as the lead vocalist of the music group Club Project. However, in 1993, he also released a solo album titled Katon Bagaskara. One of the standout tracks from the album is Negeri di Awan, a song he created and produced with his older brother, Andre Manika. Negeri di Awan conveyed the meaning of a loving relationship that adds true color to life. The song also portrays the beauty of the highland in Dieng, Central Java, often referred to as the land above the clouds. Listener, here is Katon Bagaskara with Negeri di Awan. Happy listen. Menjadi istana.
Tuhan dengan pasti dalam suka dan sedih.
A great nation is the nation who know their history of Indonesia's greatness, history of the kingdoms, not only in Java Island, but also outside Indonesia. This can be an extraordinary power. When talking about tourism, it has become a leading topic. There was an expression conveyed by Totot Marwoyo, head of Regional Tourism Office of Ciamis West Java, about the importance of history that can be developed into tourism sector. Ciamis is one of the regencies in West Java. The regency is now seriously improving itself to develop historical and cultural tourism. Seen from its geographical location, most of Ciamis Regency consists of mountains and plateaus. On the southern border of Central Java consists of coastal area. In the coastal area, there are some sea tourism locations such as Parigi Bay, Pananjung Bay, and the famous one is Pangandaran Bay. From the uniqueness of the Ciamis geographical area, the historical legends of the ancestors of the old royal kingdom are stored in the land of Java, which once triumphed at the time. One of the historical legends is Galu Kingdom, which once built in Ciamis Regency. This is proven by the presence of the Petilasan or historical remains of the past, namely Petilasan Sanghyang Boros Ngora, the founder of the Galu Kingdom. Is contained in the Sundanese language old manuscript entitled Carita Parahyangan, written in the early 16th century. The manuscript tells about the presence of Galu Kingdom, a Sundanese kingdom in the Java Island, with its territory lies between Citarum River to the west and Ci Serayu River to the east. The kingdom is the successor of Kendan Kingdom, subordinate to Tarumanegara. The Galu Kingdom was the forerunner of the kingdoms in Java and Bali.
Kalau kita bicara budaya di Ciamis, ini adalah cikal bakalnya budaya.
If we talk about Ciamis, the region is the birthplace of culture. Galu King is the forerunner of the kings in Java. Based on this story, we will promote the visit Ciamis, which is aimed to invite people to come to Ciamis by knowing Galu heritage too. Ciamis, which is rich in history and culture, was recognized by an elder of the Kasepuhan Guru Ageng of the Ciamis Regency, Kanjeng Pangeran Haji Dede Sadli Surya Binangun, or better known as Aba Dede. According to him, Ciamis has the power of historical roots, so that it can be developed into a traditional tourism site. Ciamis is an original traditional and cultural region inhabited and used. If we want to develop it as a traditional tourism area, just make adjustment. Ciamis has basic strengths and history. The region will be used as a traditional tourism area and to develop people's economy as well. Here is the place of ancestors of Javanese and Balinese. Totot Marwoto, head of tourism office of Ciamis West Java, said that the visitors can see cultural heritage in the form of traditional parties, cultural attractions, and the Galu Kingdom sites during the Visit Ciamis event. Remnants of the Galu Kingdom are found in Kawali, Ciamis Regency, since Ciamis people still preserve the historical heritages.
Kita punya heritage-nya, kemudian kita punya
we still have Galu heritages with traditional parties. We also have Nyangku, Jamasan, Merau, Misaligin, Nyugu or Offering, Pemerakan or Exhibition. This is very complicated. If we talk about Ciamis culture, actually, historical relics are the more useful things that still be preserved. ¶¶ Chinese traditional cultural event also offers an interesting tour, namely pilgrimage tourism, Toto Marwoto said.
Wisata yang paling nampak sekali pak kita ini pasar pasarnya itu.
The market share is pilgrimage. At least 400,000 visitors come to Chiamis in 1 year, a very fantastic figure, even though they are local tourists. But now, tourists from Brunei, Malaysia, and Thailand begin to have permanent schedule to come here. We already have halal tours and cultural tours, and this is amazing. Talking about Galo tourism, the local people claim that the true origin of Galo is absolutely Chiamis. Existence of traditional villages in Chiamis become a special attraction for tourists to find out the local wisdom, which is still well maintained. Head of the tourism office of Chiamis West Java, Toto Marwoto said.
Salah satunya kita punya kampung kuta, dan ini kebetulan nih secara langsung aja, bukan laporan tapi konfirmasi.
One of them is Kampung Kuta. Based on report from the marketing office of West Java province, traditional villages and destinations actually become great demand by European people. They came with a study team. Habit and norms can be a reflection of our generation. For example, mutual cooperation has been eroded or degraded nowadays. We should be respect each other and smiling as a form of characteristics of the local wisdom. The local wisdom of Chiamis people as Galo royal inheritance can also be seen with peace gong symbol. Toto Marwoto added. We have a peace gong. Not all capitals, not all provinces have peace gongs. Peace gong has philosophical meaning. King Galo was a king who loves peace, so it is appropriate that the peace gong is stored at Karang Kamulian as a milestone of the history of Galo Royal Palace. By mobilizing various potentials such as culture, traditional events, natural history, and pilgrimages, Chiamis Regency improve itself to spur backwardness in the tourism sector. The elder of traditional Kasepuhan Guru Ageng of Chiamis, Abah Dede, reminded that to develop the tourism sector, they must firstly prepare the supporting facilities and infrastructure.
Kita kembangkan ya, itu adalah sarana-sarana penunjang. Sehingga si wisatawan.
We need to develop supporting facilities so that tourists can stay with us. Sometimes the needs of tourists are missed from our preparation. They want security guarantees and food during their stay. This must be considered. There must be guaranteed their safety. Of cooperation to support activities in the tourism sector, Chiamis Regency expects important participation from the government, the public, and the private sector to realize it. Head of Tourism Office of Chiamis Regency West Java, Toto Marwoto said.
Di sini termasuk gong perdamaian.
Tourism needs a handling of multi-sector networking from all levels. The most important thing is, if the community has a sense of belonging of tourism, then tourism will exactly improve. The tourism sector developed by Chiamis Regency is inseparable from the existing image, since in the principle, tourism usually sells images. Good image will have a positive impact in the community. Tourism in Chiamis with Galo as its icon continues to improve in developing historical tourism in the future. That was the segment of Indonesian Wonder for today, featuring Galuh as tourism icon of Ciamis, West Java. We will meet again with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Entah sudah selesai yang keberapa, masih saja kau ada lekat di kepala. Hari ini janji, esok pasti lupa. Tetapi hati tak tepati tanpa ragu di pipi. Biar sadar dan ku mengerti, hujan samarkan derasnya, tutup air mata, temani kecewa ku yang telah lama. Berdosakah ku berdoa, minta kau terluka, meninggalkan dirinya. Hari ini janji, esok mesti lupa. Tetapi hati tak tepati tanpa ragu di pipi. Biar sadar dan ku mengerti, dan samarkan derasnya, tutup air mata, temani kecewa ku yang telah lama. Berdosakah ku berdoa, minta kau terluka, dan tinggalkan dirinya. Oh, oh. Bukan ku tak berupaya, sadarkan kau aku takkan terjadi.
Do you know that the oldest pyramid structure is found in Indonesia? During America Geophysical Unit meeting in 2018, Indonesian research team showed their latest study that stated Mount Padang in Cianjur, West Java is the oldest pyramid structure in the world.
Listeners, today's Music Corner presents a song by Rahmania Astrini. Rahmania Astrini, usually called Astri, was born on July 4, 2001 in Northampton, Massachusetts, United States. Though was born there, she is actually an Indonesian citizen. The singer and songwriter now lives in Jakarta. Her name began to be known after releasing her first single, Menua Bersama, or Growing Old Together, in 2017. After that, Astri continued to produce works that were quite well received by Indonesian music lovers. Moreover, in November 2023, she made history in her music journey by becoming the opening act for Coldplay's concert at the Gelora Bung Karno Stadium, Jakarta. On September 9, 2024, she released a new single with English lyrics entitled Love Me Like You. This love theme song was written by Rahmania Astrini with Tricia Clarissa and Fatan Maulana as producers. Love Me Like You carries a typical 2000s R&B style with a music video featuring dance choreography by Hamada Abdul. Well, listener, let's enjoy the latest single by Rahmania Astrini, Love Me Like You. Enjoy!
I wanna tell you what I'm thinking about now. Doesn't matter what they say about us. You got me all in my feels. You got me head over heels for you, for you. There isn't nothing I wouldn't do. Don't worry, boy, 'cause being you together sounds real good. Say that you're mine too. Take away all my fears. Nobody can love me like you. Nobody can love me like you. Too much is not enough. Shower me with your touch. Nobody can love me like you. Nobody can love me like you do.
One really reach maturity? Mia's people has a way to find out. Dewi Safahombo Batu, the most well-known culture from Nias Island, North Sumatra Province. Fahombo Batu is done by a young man in traditional costume. If a young man decides to do the Fahombo Batu and succeed, he will be seen as a grown-up. This young man must jump over a small stone pyramid. This pile of stone is around 2 meters tall. During the jump, the visitor can only see the action from afar.
Kalau kualitasnya menurut saya bagus ya, cuma
I think the quality is good and the price is relatively cheap. Sometimes there are some crafts only sold here which are not available in Bandung.
Kalau kualitas saya kira cukup baik.
I think the quality is relatively good. There can be found any kinds of souvenir gift to be brought to other city or abroad. Yes, the price is affordable and the quality is good. Those are the recognition of most visitors at the Woven Craft Center in Rajapola. According to the visitors, typical woven of Rajapola has high quality with affordable price. However, there are unyielding spirit of Rajapola woven businessmen behind the visitors' admiration. Rajapola is a sub-district in Tasikmalaya Regency, West Java, which is famous for its woven crafts. Split by the southern lane of Java Island, anyone can find the region easily. Moreover, there are shops displaying various forms of woven crafts along the street. Woven crafts is fiber that is set to form an object, such as basket, fan, bag, and even the wall of home. Weaving techniques and handicraft businesses are inherited through generations in Rajapola. Before selling to the shops along the street of Rajapola, the woven crafts are processed in the surrounding villages. Not far from the noisy Rajapola street, it is located the quiet Sukarwas Creative Village. It is only heard the sound of river flow, insects, friction of leaves, and vehicles that rarely passing. While the local residents are busy to run handicraft businesses in their homes respectively. Right across the welcoming board of Sukarwas Creative Village, we met Pak Asep, one of the woven craftsmen who lives there.
Turun-temurun, ya mungkin dari kakek juga mungkin.
Here it is, yes, it is from grandfather. Actually, there are from parents, colleagues in this village too. It was approximately 15 years ago from 2002, if I'm not wrong. Pak Asep's woven products are quite variety, starting from wallets, bags, basket, and others. Almost all of their products are sent to craft centers in various regions in Indonesia. The main material are usually used by Pak Asep, including pandanus and mendong. Pak Asep also shared about the production process of his crafts business, which is apparently done in group. They serve as patron maker until craftsmen. The weaving is brought to the house, so it cannot be made at the shop or craft center. We sell handicrafts ranging from raw materials to finished crafts, consisting of five places. Firstly, we took raw materials from the sea. Then we make coloring. After that, it is brought back here. Then the material is delivered to homes to be processed into bags and brought here again. After that, we bring it to the craftsman who can make clothes, then given accessories. After that, the products can be sold. The point is that almost all manufacturing processes involve many people. Thousands of Pak Asep's woven products are made of pandanus and mendong leaves, made by dozens of pairs of hands of the craftsmen. One of the craftsmen is Pak Ojak. He admitted that his family had been long time running the profession as woven craftsmen. We also asked Pak Ojak to give an example of the weaving process. Before starting, Pak Ojak showed some of the simple equipment he usually used. The tool depends on the material of woven crafts. This is a wire for pulling. This is a hammer. It is to beat up so that it will be solid. This mold is made of wood. This is for bags and it depends on size. This is the smallest. project's wooden mold is very simple. 5 wooden plates are strung like a frame. The widest part becomes the base. 2 more plates nailed to the 2 base ends of the mold becomes the side of the mold. Then the last 2 plates are mounted on the side edge becomes the top mold. 20 small nails are used at the top of the mold. Pak Ojak showing how to do a weaving process. At glance, the process is quite simple like sewing or knitting. His hand deftly guides dozens of meters of mandong wrapped around the mold. However, it's quite difficult for Pak Ojak to give an explanation while weaving. The process can take 3 hours. For those who are proficient, can do it only an hour. How many days do you usually make the bags? It depends on the condition, sometimes 5 or 6 days. Yes, it really needs to be painstaking. The concept of zero mistake, in another word, without any mistakes, is really applied to Rajapola woven crafts. If making one mistake, the craftsman must repeat the process from the beginning. Patience and accuracy become the key of maintaining Rajapola's unique woven quality. So, it's no wonder if the Rajapola woven is quite famous in the country, even abroad. After seeing the making process of woven crafts behind the stage, we return to Rajapola Street to find out how Rajapola's typical woven cloth was appreciated. We met Ibu Popong, the owner of a woven crafts shop, who has been selling for 13 years at Rajapola Craft Promotion and Marketing Center. However, from Ibu Popong, we listen to a very different reality. Currently, purchasing power of the visitors decreased since the woven crafts are already available in the city centers. The craftsmen send it directly, so the visit to Rajapola has a little bit reduced. Some people still interesting to shop, but on one bus, only a few passengers buy the woven products. So we cannot expect a lot from the visitors. The southern line of Java Island, including Rajapola, was usually visited crowdly at certain moments, such as long holidays, Lebaran or New Year. Those are golden moments for the sellers in Rajapola to gain many buyers. However, according to Ibu Popong, the situation in the last few years cannot be expected.
Pada tanggal merah kan lumayan ya, Jumat Sabtu Minggu biasanya.
It's quite great on the weekends such as Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The situation has now different. Previously, the shop were crowded by many buyers on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but now weekday is better. The same opinion, also stated by Pak Asep. He said sales figures have dropped drastically.
Kalau sekarang ya, mungkin udah banyak orang.
In last 3 years, we could sell 300 pieces in a week. Currently, we have many competitors. 3,000 pieces can be sold in 2 weeks for one's delivery. While previously, we could send 3 times every week. Really, it has decreased now. The lower number of buyers at the craft center impacted at the lower income of businessmen, which has an impact on the income of the craftsmen. Our needs continue to run, but we do not have stock. That's the grief. We have no support for our daily need. The craftsmen look for other income to meet their need. Well, we are looking for other ways, although the income is uncertain. It is worrying enough that Rajapola is not as glorious as in the past time. If it keeps happening, it is not only people's economy, but also Raja Pola crafts can be extinct as the time goes by. But there is hope. The development infrastructure in many regions, including in Tasikmalaya, can be a golden opportunity. As stated by Head of Micro, Small, Medium Enterprises, Industry, and Trade of Tasikmalaya City, Muhammad Firmansyah.
Karena kita juga sekarang punya bandara, Bandara Wiryadinata.
Since we now have Wiryadinata Airport, there is direct flight from Tasikmalaya to Halim Perdana Kusuma every day. Then it has also additional route from Tasikmalaya to Solo. We will see new access to Kertajati Airport development in Majalengka that will become an international airport. Next month, there will be operated to replace Hussein Airport and Halim Airport because the two airports have quite crowded. Since Kertajati Airport will be provided as an international airport, there will be road access that passes through Tasikmalaya. Besides international flights, there will also be open domestic flights between Kertajati and Wiryadinata Airport. We will found a marketing center and outlets. Besides conveying government's plan in the future, Firman said that so far the local people of Tasikmalaya, including Raja Pola, can always find out solution. For example, during the economic crisis, they did not find difficulties to get the capital.
Ya, kita semua maklum tantangan terberat kita basic dari sisi permodalan kan. Tapi sisi permodalan ketika saya aku saja untuk masyarakat Tasikmalaya ini kreatif. Dan masalah permodalan dia selalu bisa untuk
I admitted that Tasikmalaya community are very creative. For capital problems, they can find a way out. I can see they were not dependent on the capital. They were familiar with the crisis. And in the 1970s, during the economic crisis, it was not affected the community. We carry out the development of creative industries through superior products. And this is a utilization rather than an economic capability that may not depend on matters relating to fiscal policy at that time. Many companies went out of business. Many industries did not work because loan repayments are quite large. But the industry in Tasikmalaya continued to run, even able to support the regional economy. Independence seems to be character of people in Tasikmalaya, including businessmen of Raja Pola woven crafts, such as Eko Winarko, a reseller of bag woven crafts. Without having a store, he can get additional income every month.
Gak terbayang, nggak gimana pesanan? Ada lah satu bulan sekali mah.
I cannot imagine how about the order. I've got an order once in a month. I have not met customers. I believe I met them by Facebook, social media. Then I called them. Then I sent the order amounted 30 million, 40 million. This is true. Ibu Popong also has similar experience like Eko Winarko. Lack of visitors must be anticipated by finding buyers through internet.
Sekarang juga dibantu sama online, masih untung lah sekarang.
Market via online can help us. Online market is currently trend among public. I also join Lazada, Tokopedia, Shopee online stores. I have also ever sent wallet to foreign countries such as Morocco. I also sent puppet woven craft to Germany. It was a lot purchasing. I sold every day in order to increase income. Grass and Mandong are usually stamped on, or they were assumed as past. But creative hands of Rajapula people, grass and Mandong can be beneficial and even become breadwinner. The life of Rajapula people is like a woven. Every hope as light thing never loses. The hope is woven with all your heart into a strong structure and resilient.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from Badai, an Indonesian noted musician, Doadi Badai Holo, or known as a former keyboardist of the popular Kris Patih band. It was Badai who often created hit songs which are still known to music lovers in Indonesia. Badai wants his songs to be rejuvenated by every generation. Therefore, he collaborated with an actor, Randy Pangalila, and released the album Badai and Randy Pangalila The Greatest Hits Volume 1 on January 19, 2024. The songs on this album include hits that have been sung by Kris Patih, such as the song Tapi Bukan Aku, which means But It Wasn't Me. Through the latest arrangement, this song feels more mature. Well, listener, let's enjoy a song by Badai x Randy with Tapi Bukan Aku. Happy listening.
Jangan lagi kau sesali keputusanku. Ini kau semakin tak terluka. Tak ingin ku paksakan cinta ini. Meski tiada sanggup untuk kau terima. Paling berdosa tiada kirasa demi keinginan semu. Lebih baik jangan mencinta ia ku dan semua hatiku. Karena takkan pernah engkau temui cinta sejati. Berakhirlah sudah semua kisah ini dan jangan kau tangisi lagi. Sekalipun aku takkan pernah mencoba kembali padamu. Sejuta kata maaf terasa. I'm not the one.
Indonesia.
Tabuk is a religious tradition in West Sumatra. Tabuk aims to welcome the Muharram, the first month of Islamic calendar. The locals will parade the tabuk, a colorful and towering funeral bier made of rattan and bamboo. Tabuk is also commemorates the passing of Prophet Muhammad's grandchildren Hassan and Hussein. This tradition is an acculturation between the people of Tamil and Minang.
Selalu aku banggakan di depan mereka.